Shall I tell you? Shall I? Shall I tell you everything?
Mind the gap.
Are you sure you want to hear?
King Solomon's Carpet by Barbara Vine. Dramatized for radio in 4 episodes by Nick Fisher. Episode 1. You left your baby but took the violin.
How absolutely delightful.
It's Edwardian. There's semi-precious stones on the lid, and the figurine itself is pure crystal.
She's so delicate, as is the tune. Clear and light as the very air itself.
It wouldn't be London air, then.
No. Possibly in Derbyshire, though.
That's home, is it?
It was once. A beautiful place called Temple Stephen. I'm here now, though I don't much like cities.
I suppose they're not for everyone.
But there are such good shops. I'd never find this in Derbyshire. How much is it?
£450.
I'll take it.
Mind the gap.
London has the world's oldest metro system. It dates back to 1863, to a Victorian London of slums, of gaslight, of the powerless and the poor. The powerless and the poor.
If you could just sign here. Thank you. Have you got far to go now?
Bond Street. There's plenty of cabs round here, I suppose.
Well, yes, but the traffic will be dreadful at this time of day. It would take you forever just getting out of Hampstead. You'd be much faster on the tube.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of travelling on that. I've always had chauffeurs and taxis. All my life.
Death. Death visited Piccadilly Underground Station in November 1927... when a porter tried to close the gate of a moving train. He was dragged along the platform to the tunnel portal where he died on impact.
Now, you know you're not good in crowds, and doctors have said you're really not very strong at all. But it would be an adventure to see what all those people have to use day in, day out.
Every year, about 200 people try to kill themselves in the London Underground. Half this number is successful. Even those who can't dive, who wouldn't dream of diving into water, dive rather than jump in front of the oncoming train.
How deep and dark and noisy and dirty. How can everyone look so calm and composed, squashed in these tunnels?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Those white and buff towels remind me of something. Of course, the servants' bathrooms at Temple Stephen. How I wish I was... Come along, concentrate on the map. At Tottenham Court Road, you change to the central line, from the black route to the red one. It'll be easy. You'll be fine.
The fire began when a lighted match fell through an escalator, which led from the Piccadilly line platforms to the main ticket hall concourse. 31 people died.
How many years must one man have before you can hear people cry?
So the next stop will be Mornington Crescent, and after that, only 4 more stations to Tottenham Court Road. Euston? But that doesn't make sense. That can't be right. It has to be Mornington Crescent. The map shows I'm on the wrong train. The northern line splits in two. Next stop now, King's Cross. I don't want to go there. I don't. Calm. Be calm. You can change at bank onto the central line. That's what you'll do. And it'll be all right.
The worst accident before the King's Cross fire was on the 28th of February 1975 when a train hit the end of a tunnel at Moorgate, killing 43 people.
How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
Bank. Now, go with the flow. God, it's like a tide. So many people. Go with the flow. Keep your head up. Survive. Where's the central line?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
At last. But it's so full. More people? No. No more. There's not enough space. Surely there must be a law stopping people.
Miss Garrison, your card, please.
No. No more. No. We're moving. Good. It's terribly hot. Too hot. Something's wrong. Why doesn't somebody do something? Why are they so calm? I'm wet through. With sweat. It's so... What? Why are we stopped? This isn't a station. I don't want to be in a tunnel. I want to be in the fresh air. I've never been with so many people. I don't want these bodies crushed up against me. Oh, thank God. Stay calm. Stay calm. Please, get that iron claw off me. Your heart has something wrong with it. The doctor said you have a weak valve. They found a murmur. Get that claw off. Dropped it. Silly you. You've dropped it. The poor figurine's broken. What's happening? You're dying. That's what's happening. Here, in the dark, in this horrible tube, being crushed by these calm strangers. Dying. And no one knows. Does a twin know? Will he feel something now? Somehow now. With you. As you. Die. You've just died.
Another death. Nothing special about it. Hardly a disaster. Nothing to interest me.
6 months later. London, October 1989.
Hello, Jarvis. It's Tom, from yesterday.
Of course. You've decided to take the room?
Well, if it's still available, several are.
Do come in.
Welcome to the school.
The school?
That's what everyone calls the house. It actually was a school once, but I was too young to remember it. My grandfather ran it, but he died when I was 5.
Have you been here long, then?
Not really. It was empty for a while. It was still pretty run down, as you can see. And it was a commune for quite a long time. Come through. Excuse the mess. Shared kitchen. Same goes for the two bathrooms, though Tina has her own.
Tina being...
My cousin, once removed. She's been here longer than me, in a way. She set up the commune until they all ambled off to Devon for a bit, the way communes do, I suppose. Then she sort of drifted back recently with two kids in tow. That's Tina for you.
So there's a whole family here?
Not quite. The father, Brian, doesn't live here. He pays the rent, though, indirectly. Gives Tina £50 a week or something. Maintenance for the kids, Jasper and Bienvenida. Anyway, I'm sure you'll like her. Everyone seems to, especially men. She practically has a new one every week.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll get on.
Well, I think I'll let you have four.
Sorry?
Oh, it's still numbered like the school it once was. I've always had three. That used to be the third forms.
Is that the biggest?
Lord, no, that's not important. No, no, it's got the best view of the Jubilee line.
Well, that's a plus?
Definitely. I love the tube. In fact, I'm writing a book on it. But you must like the tube yourself.
Well, it's my place of work.
Nice to hear classical music down there.
I hate rock music and all those endless Bob Dylan songs blowing in the wind. There's no reason why busking shouldn't be top classical quality.
Well, what I heard yesterday was that's why I stopped and chatted.
Hiya, Jarvis.
Oh, Tina. Meet Tom, classical busker supreme and our new lodger.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Have you seen Peter?
He might be upstairs. Shall I see?
No, I can go. It won't be a tip.
He's very sweet, but a real eccentric. He lives through his metro systems. Distracts him from the pains of life, I suppose.
Who's Peter?
Oh, another lodger. The son of my mum's best friend. You're bound to meet her soon, too. She lives just round the corner. Likes to keep an eye on how badly I'm bringing up the kids. She's the late Ernest Jarvis's sister. It's all a bit incestuous, isn't it?
I'm rather lost, actually. Who's Ernest Jarvis?
Jarvis's grandfather, who ran the school till he decided he'd had enough and wrapped the bell rope round his neck before hopping off a chair.
He did what?
Didn't Jarvis tell you?
He said he died, but...
Oh, yeah, well, that's true enough, as far as it goes. There's a cloakroom off the hall, which used to be the bell ringer's room, and a rope went all the way up to the bell on the roof. Not that it was ever used. Jarvis's grandfather was persuaded his school was a touch too posh for that sort of thing. So the only time it ever rang, so my mum tells me, I was just seven, was when he hanged himself by it.
I see. How terrible.
Oh, don't worry, I haven't bumped into any ghosts yet. Now, how about a nice cup of tea?
Less than £100 won't go far in London. Well, you'll just have to find work, won't you? You'll be working in the capital, just like Mike. But you won't be living with him anymore. No. No, it's not all right. Not remotely. How could it be after... after what I've just done?
Thanks.
When I was last in London, the only busking I heard was rock music.
We're different. You're a musician yourself.
A bit of a giveaway, isn't it? Yes, it wasn't my violin I left behind.
Sorry?
I studied at the Royal Academy just over a year ago now.
Ah. Look, why don't you join us?
Oh, I don't think...
No, no, really, we'd love it.
A trio would be terrific. Oh, you'll easily fit in with us.
I don't know, I mean, I'm ever so rusty. I haven't actually played a note in 8 months.
Then it's high time you did. Please.
Well, all right.
Great. Sorry. I'm Tom, and this is Peter.
Hi. I'm Alice.
We've been playing Bach's double violin concerto lately, but without the violin, so it's hardly been all the composer envisaged. Do you know it?
I adore it.
Ready? And...
The first section of the London Underground ran from Farringdon to Paddington and was opened in 1863. Building it necessitated diverting the course of three rivers. The work was done by men inexperienced in the task. No one had done it before. But at least they didn't encounter what the builders of the Moscow Underground were to come up against, a quicksand in their path.
You were wonderful. We made a lot more than normal. Here's your share.
Oh, I can't take that.
No, I asked Peter. We both think you earned it.
No, really. Look, I should be going. That wine's rather gone to my head.
Going? Where to?
A little hotel in Bloomsbury.
Do you know people there?
Not really.
Doesn't sound much fun.
Life isn't always fun.
No. Please, please have some more. I can't drink the whole bottle myself.
Well, all right. Where did you study?
Guildhall, but I didn't finish.
Why not?
I was in a motorbike accident. I had a broken leg, broken ribs, and a badly shattered...
left hand. I noticed while you were playing.
Mm. The surgeon said, lucky you're not a pianist. Idiot. Suppose he thinks you play the flute with just your mouth.
But I won't tell you the worst bit. They did a brain scan. They said everything was fine, but I'd changed. How else to explain the new temper, the irritability, the headaches, and the loss of ambition, my lost music, the lost love of it, the lost need of it. At least I've retrieved some of that.
So, now I'm a professional busker.
You should reapply to the Guildhall. Yes. Under the circumstances, I'm sure they'd have you back.
Yes, one day, perhaps. So, what's your story?
My story.
What are you up to? Where are you going? A beautiful young woman like you?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't want to talk about me.
Listen, if you need a sympathetic ear, if you're in some sort of trouble...
Trouble? I've just left my husband.
I see.
No. No, you don't. It's much worse than that. I mean, Mike. Leaving Mike, that's nothing, because I left my baby daughter, too. My 1-month-old baby. I wasn't going to tell anyone, but I can't. I can't not tell someone that I love Catherine.
Hey, easy. Tell me about it. It's no good keeping these things in. Talking to someone you hardly know can be the best, like the Samaritans.
Oh God. I just finished at the Royal Academy, and I got pregnant. Mike, my boyfriend, was delighted. He asked me to marry him. It's what he wanted all along.
The baby wasn't planned?
No.
Why didn't you have an abortion?
Oh, I thought about it. But there was so much pressure. From Mike, his mother, my parents. I'm really not a very strong person. So I gave in. I got married. Had a terrible pregnancy. Stopped playing. And a month ago I had a little baby girl. Catherine.
What were your plans before all this?
I was going to be a concert violinist. And I... Well, that's still what I'm going to be. That's why I... That's why I ran away. That's why I left her.
Listen, I can't let you go off to some hotel by yourself. That would be too terrible. Peter and I live at the same place, a huge old house in West Hampstead called The School. Peter's been there a while. I've only just moved in. There are other rooms to let, far cheaper than any hotel, and you'd have company. Come and join us at The School, Alice.
The map of the London Underground is a model of its kind, a work of art. It was designed by Henry Beck and first used in 1933. It has since been reproduced millions of times and has served as a blueprint for metro maps all over the world. It presents the underground network as a geometric grid, simplified and explicable.
Shall I tell you? Shall I tell you why no one ever goes in there?
Is it frightening?
Yeah, it's frightening, all right. Perhaps I'll save it till later, when it's dark, so it'll be even more scary.
I don't like it.
Don't be so wet, Bee. You know what I fancy? A cigarette.
Jess, you'll get lung cancer.
Don't be daft. Have you ever heard of anyone of 9 getting lung cancer? Let's go down to the shop and see if we can nick some.
Hello?
Hello, it's me. Mother, it's me, Alice.
I'm not deaf. I heard you the first time.
I think you must have lost your mind.
I had to leave. If I'd hung on any longer, I might never have gone.
When are you coming back?
I'm not.
Don't be so stupid. You must. You're obviously having some sort of a breakdown. Well, tell me where you are and Daddy will come and fetch you. You need to see a doctor.
Mother, I didn't leave because I've gone mad. I left because I want to be a musician. Not just somebody's mother and somebody's wife.
Oh, yes. You took your violin, didn't you? You left your baby, but you took your violin.
Mother!
The tube lines do not, of course, lie neatly at right angles to one another as they're presented on Beck's map. Nor do they branch off at acute angles or form perfect oblongs. A true map of the underground shows the central area to be a tangle of indescribable complexity.
I thought I just saw Jasper and Vin Beeder, dear. But it couldn't have been them, could it, because they're at school.
Well, they should be. Mind you, Jasper's forever skiving off in his lunch hour.
12's a bit early for lunch. Especially as we're at least 15 minutes' walk from their school.
Mum, don't worry. My kids will always be all right.
Well, if you say so.
Oh, what do you think of the cake I've done for Bee's birthday?
Lovely! And I'm so pleased to see you wearing that apron. I know how you normally never bother and get flour all over your clothes.
Yeah, can't think what made me remember it. So, what are you up to today, then?
I'm meeting dear Daphne for lunch in D.H. Evans.
Dear Daphne. You know what I've always thought, Mum? That if you and Daphne had been young today, you'd have realised you were in love and just lived with each other.
Tina! What a terrible thing to say.
Well, nonsense. If that's the way you are, that's the way you are. It's still not too late, you know.
Tina, Daphne is my closest friend. She's been that since our first day at school when we were 5. I'm naturally very fond of her.
Just like Peter is fond of Jay.
Oh, he'll grow out of all that. Daphne said only last week that when he meets the right girl, he'll feel differently.
No, not Peter. Believe me, I know.
Perhaps he'll fall for that beautiful young woman I just saw in the hall.
Well, Alice. Yeah, you're right about her look. She's stunning, isn't she? But I'm afraid she curves in all the wrong places for Peter. Besides, Tom's clearly got his eye on her.
Yes, well, I'd better be going or I'll be late.
The outer configurations of the tube are clearer as they branch out in graceful tentacles into Middlesex and Hertfordshire, Essex and Surrey. The reach is greater than one may at first imagine.
Bye then, Mum. Give my love to Auntie Daphne. What was that?
A bomb.
That could have been a car backfiring.
No, I heard a lot of bombs in the war, falling on this very street. That was definitely a bomb. Well, goodbye, dear. I'll drop by again later.
Bye, Mum. Get me some treats from Selfridges.
What was that noise?
Oh, it could have been anything. My mum's convinced it was a bomb. Whatever, it was a long way off.
Do you see a lot of your mother?
I'd say. She's in and out all the time, checking on the way I'm looking after the kids, or rather not looking after them, in her opinion.
Where's their father?
Where? I've no idea. But then I've no idea who their father is. Or rather, who their fathers are. I do know it's two different men. Everyone, including Brian, thinks he's their father, but he's not. And I should know. But I'm hardly going to tell anyone. Not when he provides the maintenance. And Mum would practically have a seizure if she ever found out. Oh, Brian and I went our separate ways ages ago. We still get on perfectly well, mind you. And, of course, like the good father he is, he comes to visit and takes his beloved Jasper and Bee on trips. Let's have a cup of tea, shall we?
Right. Time for you to get changed. Then we'll go for a little trip, shall we? A little leisurely tour. And we'll have a bit of fun while we're about it. A bit of harmless fun on the tube. Play with a few people, shall we?
If only she'd watch those children a bit more. I suppose she knows what she's doing. But it's all so different these days, I can't keep up. Things change so quickly.
So, let's have a look at you. Impressive. You'd fool them at the zoo, you know. pop you in one of those enclosures with a sign saying do not feed, everyone would buy you as a real thing. Now, let's just pop your collar and chain on.
The only person I'd happily share with is Daphne. Dear Daphne. Now, there's something in this world that doesn't change. Our wonderful friendship. How could James say such a dreadful thing?
Funny how getting everyone to stare at you is the best way for getting them not to notice what you're really about. Familiarity is very handy, too. They get used to seeing you, so they think you're harmless. They've seen you a lot. You've done nothing bad. Why would you be back now? Right. I'll carry the Semtex.
I do so love meeting up with Daphne at D.H. Evans. It's such a comfort to be...
Oh, it's all right, madam. It's just a little trouble brewing. Get it? Trouble brewing, brewing the bear, trouble. Oh, never mind. Brewing, I don't know if you should have your paw on that woman's knee. She's trembling. And I know why, because she can't bear it. Bear it, brewing. Bear it.
Leave me alone, please. Get the paw off my leg. What do you want with me? Please, what do you want?
Shall I tell you? Shall I? Are you sure you want to hear?
In episode 1 of King Solomon's Carpet by Barbara Vine, dramatized for radio by Nick Fisher, Tom was played by Jonathan Cullen, Alice by Kate Fenwick, and Axel by Mark Strong. Jarvis was Kim Wall, Cecilia Ann Beach, Tina Alice Arnold, and Peter Christopher Scott. Jasper was played by Stuart Morris, and Bienvida by Verity Waite. Colleen Prendergast was the woman on the tube. Other parts were played by Shirley Dixon, Christopher Pavlo, Elaine Pike, and Alex Lowe. The musicians were Polly Hewitt, Roland Robert, and Christine Messiter. King Solomon's Carpet was directed by Marion Nancarrow.